Big Red Bench with Rudins of Washington Street. Your home for the perfect match.
Yeah, very tough to take. I suppose conceding a goal in the last second, the last kick of the game, effectively, to deny us a place in the Stanley Cup final against Shamrock Rovers, it's always going to be hard to take that, you know.
Yeah. How low was the dressing room afterwards?
As low as I've seen it in a long time, to be honest. I suppose we've had a run of results where we've conceded last-minute goals, and we were all looking forward to the Cup final. I think we felt we deserved it to go through, but that's football. Look, you have to make your own luck, and we didn't get the luck at the end of the day, I don't think.
Just talking amongst the players, have you kind of pinpointed or put your finger on where it might be going wrong?
It's hard to pinpoint anything, you know. You just got to keep going. Like, I remember it happened to us in 2008, with Alan Matthews as the manager, and we won the Stanley Cup in the end that time. But we went on a run where we were conceding goals in the last minute, and it just took a while for players to. It was a new team then. It's relatively, there's a lot of new players now. You're kind of just bonding with the players, and you just go through this process, get a bit hardened up by the experience, and hopefully come out the other end where you're not conceding goals at the last minute, you know.
Do you remember back in 2008, did you change anything, or was it just a kind of a stroke of luck, or what happened that the kind of form turned around?
I think it does harden you up, like, and then as well, I think it's just that you decide that this cannot happen again. Just you do everything in your power for it not to happen again. And while we were doing that the other night, I don't know. I think you just learn the hard way that it just can't happen again, and you just move on. It's hard to describe exactly what you can do to change it.
Because it's happened so many times this season, is it kind of only natural for players to think in the last maybe 5-10 minutes that they get a little bit more nervous or a bit more anxious?
Maybe. No, I don't think we felt that way the other night. I just think the nature of the game was semi-final.
Yeah.
And they knew they just had to push, and we just needed to hold on. The worst part of it was we went from winning a match to losing a match, which isn't normally the scenario, but the away goals rule, I suppose, came into effect there. Whereas normally you'd be winning and you just draw the match. So there was a double kill, really. But I suppose players do get nervous. But look, this team is doing well so far this season, I think, and I think we're going to get better and better, really.
Is it a case of maybe when you are 1-0 up or leading that you need to maybe push on that little bit more and get the second, and maybe just get a little bit of breathing space?
Yeah, I think you're right. But I think even at half time we were winning 1-0, and we knew, I remember speaking to some of the lads, that, you know, we need to go for a second goal here. You know, we can't sit back. So I think the other night wasn't probably an example of that necessarily. But I think maybe in other games where we're trying to hang on to a 1-0, where perhaps we could definitely go on and get two or three more goals, whereas against Shamrock Rovers, you need to watch out, because they're equally as good as us, is what I'd be saying. So you kind of have to have an eye on each end of the pitch, really.
What's training been like this week? Has everyone kind of picked themselves up?
Yeah, they have. You know, it's funny. Like, I think you dread going back to training, and then when you do, you're kind of released of the burden of the defeat, really, a bit after you exercise or whatever. So things are going well. Lads are looking forward to Friday, and back into the league campaign, you know, which is the bread and butter of it. You know, as important and as nice as a Stanley Cup final would have been, it's all about the league, really. You know, we're not doing too badly, but we just need to pick up a few results now.
Is the positive from all those late goals going in the fact that you haven't lost many games? Usually the late goals by the opposition have been to level things up. So, I mean, you are putting yourself in a good position. It's just to kind of see out maybe the game.
Yeah, I agree with you. What I would say is that certainly I think we're a stronger entity this year than we were last year. Okay. I think if it was last year, we would have lost a lot of the games that we've drawn this year. But that said, we're still not probably getting the results that we want at this time of the year even. So we know we need to push on a little bit and really pick up some points, you know.
Dundalk on Friday night, they've made a pretty good start. Did that surprise you in a way?
A little bit, I suppose, but not really, because Stephen Kennedy is a very good manager in the League of Ireland. I mean, he's one of the best managers in the League of Ireland, knows what it's all about. They have good players. They seem to have a bit of money there. Stephen O'Donnell, who used to play at Cork City, is there, and he, he's a very good player in the middle of the park. He's a captain, and they play on an AstroTurf pitch, so they know that home advantage is probably a strong point for them, because no one else gets to play on an AstroTurf pitch every week, every second week. So not a big surprise. It'll be a tough test. It always is. I think we dropped some points up there last year, so we'll be looking to make amends this Friday.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the pitch. It's one of those 3G pitches, like you said, kind of artificial. You've obviously played on those before. How are they?
And they're okay. I think we played on, I'm not sure which particular AstroTurf that Dundalk's is, but we played on two pitches in Belfast this year as well, Cliftonville and another team, Crusaders, and they were quite good pitches. I'm not sure Dundalk's is as good as theirs. The last time I was there, it wasn't in fantastic shape. But you just, these are things you have to deal with. There's a slight difference in the bounce of the ball. It can catch out every now and again. It doesn't bounce as high as a normal pitch would. So you just got to watch out and take no chances, really.
Yeah, I suppose you like to keep it on the turf as well. So I suppose it kind of suits you, because it's obviously going to be in decent shape. It's going to be a flat pitch.
Yeah, it is conducive to playing the ball on the deck, especially if there's a bit of water on the AstroTurf.
Yeah.
It'll zip around quite nicely. So yeah, from a tackle point of view, certainly. But from a defending point of view, just you just have to be wary of unusual bounces and things like that. You know, that could cause you trouble.
Yeah. Well, what about yourself this season, Neil? Would you have liked to have gotten more minutes at this stage?
I know I'm quite happy at how I've gotten on, to be honest. Yeah, apart from like injuries and all that, I've had a few injuries, a knee problem and a thigh problem, but I'm doing well now, to be honest, playing. I'm really enjoying playing, but it doesn't matter. You still want to win, you know, and we're still hurting a little bit from last week, and we want to make amends, and I'm no different than that this Friday, you know.
Yeah, and there's obviously some great competition for the right back slot with John Dunleavy there, so that's a nice kind of personal duel between yourselves, I guess.
I suppose you need a squad of players now to win anything, you know. We're not here to just make up the numbers, you know. So we know that anytime like I won anything at Cork City, you had competition for every position. John is a fantastic player, you know. He's a lot younger than me, a lot fitter than me, I would say. Has a lot to offer, but you do need competition, and if John gets injured, look, I can come in and fill in for a while, but the more competition the better, and I know John feels the same.
Hopefully you get the 3 points tomorrow night, so
yeah, hopefully we could do with it, you know. It'd be a nice boost now, and get the league campaign up and running properly, and get up to the top level of the league, and look forward to the next game after that.